Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some of humanity's earliest attempts at artistic expression can be found on the walls of caves. George Nash, visiting fellow in archaeology at the University of Bristol, describes a recent find that could be the earliest art of its kind in the United Kingdom.
It was one of those occasions where for once I had the right equipment and I was in the right place and at the right time. On September the 10th, 2010, myself and a party of ex-students from the University of Bristol visited Catoll Cave, one of several inland caves on the Gower Coast in South Wales. It was here that I made the discovery of a lifetime. Hidden within a tight niche in the rear section of the cave was an engraving of a stylized cervid, possibly a reindeer. For me, identification was instant, having previously studied post-Paleolithic engraved cervids on open-air panels in Sweden and central Norway. Following the discovery, the various heritage agencies were notified and the process of verification and discovery began. The engraving, measuring around 15 by 10 centimetres, appears to have been engraved with a flint point by an artist using his or her right hand. This assumption is based on the position of the niche in relation to other rocks within that niche. What makes this discovery spectacular is that part of the engraving is covered by a stal or speleotherm deposit, which can be dated using a method known as uranium series dating. This part of the project was left in the capable hands of colleagues Dr. Louise Thomas and Dr. Peter van Kastren from the Open University. Further analysis on the geological formation of the cave was undertaken by karst geologist Dr. Mike Sims from the Museum of Northern Ireland. Four samples were taken from the speleotherm deposit, two of which revealed minimum dates for the engraving. The first of these was 12,572 plus or minus 570 years before present, whilst the second revealed a date of 14,505 plus or minus 350 years before present. The two dates makes this discovery the oldest engraved rock art in northwestern Europe and extends the chronological range of hunter-gatherer communities roaming this harsh post-glacial environment.
That was George Nash of the University of Bristol. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
So come out of your cave walking on your hands and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know their maker's line.